using an eraser.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. We've talked plenty about bank write-downs in the past few months, but this morning something a little different. Credit Suisse is reducing its full-year write-downs to just under $2 billion. It's one of the few banks to avoid heavy subprime losses. Its rival UBS has taken charges of more than $18 billion. But Credit Suisse isn't perfect. The banks also reported a 49% fall in fourth quarter profits. We've talked a lot about how money from foreign governments is pouring into Wall Street banks. These sovereign wealth funds have bought up stakes in names like Morgan Stanley and Citigroup. Those banks certainly needed the money after their indiscretions in the mortgage market. But now regulators in Washington want to take a closer look at what's going on here. More from Jill Barchet.
Sovereign wealth funds have invested over $44 billion in U.S. financial and banking concerns since 2006. Karen Shaw-Petru is a managing partner at Federal Financial Analytics in Washington, D.C. She says each of these foreign investments is usually just under 10% of a company's total market value. That avoids U.S. government red tape, like having to get regulatory approval or filing investment reports.
They structure them at 9.99999.
Petru says the Treasury Department is considering lowering that threshold to 5%. Another proposal would require foreign governments to invest through U.S. money managers.
It would be like putting your money in the hands of one of the big brokerage firms. You don't have the direct control over whether or not money goes into Bank of America.
The Senate Banking Committee is expected to hear from Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson this week. I'm Jill Barchet from Marketplace.
Wall Street seems to be running out of excuses to sell stock. Yesterday, the world's biggest insurance company, AIG, saw a 12% drop in its share price. And investors didn't even flinch. The Dow gained 57 points to 12,240. The NASDAQ was up 15 to 2320. And the S&P 500 climbed 7 to 1339. The Asian markets put on about 1% today. European shares are up a fraction so far. Can you think of a country where they might put a whiskey distillery right on the currency? Ireland, of course. The Bank of Ireland plans to commemorate the 400th anniversary of Bushmills by printing a new series of banknotes. They'll have a picture of the Bushmills distillery right on the money, and the cash will be circulated in Northern Ireland. These days, Bushmills is owned by Diageo, the world's biggest liquor company.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constellation Energy, working to provide responsible, sustainable energy to power America's future. Constellation Energy, the way energy works. By LendingTree, where you can choose up to four customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. And by Medtronic, celebrating National Heart Month by encouraging women to reduce their risk of heart disease. More at GoRedForWomen.org.
It's easy to complain about customer service when you're the customer. But what if you're the service, that person behind the counter? Journalist Alex Frankel spent years writing about business culture. But he wanted to know what it was like to be inside the companies he was covering. So he took a two-year hiatus and got jobs on the front lines. At Starbucks, Gap, Enterprise Rent-A-Car, UPS, and an Apple store. He lived to write a book about it. Of all the places he worked, Alex says his favorite was UPS. Alex, why was that?
I really had no idea as a customer what it was like, you know, in the truck. So once I put on the brown uniform, I felt the transformation of myself as I was joining that company, their culture, becoming part of them. I felt all day that we were doing something worthwhile. We were on the move and had a lot of packages to get out to different households. But in each case, when you rang somebody's doorbell and were met by them, you felt a real connection with the customer.
I found it interesting that you applied for several jobs and you didn't get hired. What happened there?
a lot of the best companies out there are do a really good job of screening the people they hire. Computer screening tools are more and more in vogue. So that means as the applicant, you're going to sit down in front of your home computer and answer up to 200 questions in the case of Whole Foods when I applied. Through these questions, which are looking a lot at your personality, the company can determine ahead of time whether you will be a good match. And in my case, they were able to determine that I wasn't going to be a good match. And so I, in a few cases, never even got an interview.
Did it surprise you? I mean, did you think, well, this is going to be easy. I'll get all these jobs.
Well, I went into these online testing and screening tools with the thought that, hey, I can game the system. I can figure out what the right answer is. But they are written by industrial psychologists who know how to test for what they call favorable self-presentation. So if I'm going to answer in a way that I think they want, they know that I'm doing too good a job. I'm too perfect of a candidate.
Is there a story that comes to mind that might exemplify your overall feeling about your experience?
Yeah, Starbucks was a place where I started, and I was not subscribed to the company or the culture at all. But a few weeks into my time at Starbucks, I found myself working on a really busy day when we were understaffed. I never once stopped during that day to think, hey, I don't really work here. I don't have to keep working as hard. All I could think of was meeting the needs of the customer. And it wasn't until I left that afternoon that I thought, geez, I just got completely sucked into this place and was doing everything that they would want me to do.
So you want to do it again? You want to go back out there?
I think I've learned, there were certainly a few places I would have liked to be been hired, like Whole Foods, but I think I've gotten enough data.
All right, Alex Frankel, the author of Punching In. Thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me.
And you can hear plenty of his other stories in the book, which you can find out more about online at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.